A certain farmer had grown old, and it was time to pass the farm on to one of his two sons. So he brought both sons together, and he said, "The farm will go to my younger son." The older son said, "Huh, wow, really?" So the father was quiet, and he thought patiently while the older son was all bent out of shape. "Okay," the father said to his older son, "I need you to do something for me. We are in need of more stocks. Go to Seabee's farm and see if he has any cows for sale." The older son left, came back, and said, "Father, Seabee has 6 cows for sale." All right, the father thanked his older son. He turned to his younger son and he said, "I need you to do something for me. We're in need of more stocks. Go to Seabee's farm and see if he has any cows for sale." The younger son went off, came back. He said, "Father, Seabee has 6 cows for sale. Each cow costs 2,000 rupees. And if we buy all 6, he will reduce 100 rupees per cow. In visiting with him, he said that they do have some special jerseys coming in next week, and maybe if we're not in a hurry, he said we could wait and look at them. However, if we need our cows now, Seabee said he will deliver them tomorrow, mid-morning." His father thanked the younger son. He turned to the older son and he said, "This is why your little brother gets the farm." That's a story from my dad's reading. My dad is kind of my research assistant. Whenever I come home, I got a pile of articles to read. Anything from world religion to the Boeing 737 to a pasta dish. That article is from the Business Insider. It's a good story because it shows what separates successful people from just average people. It shows what separates your best employees from the okay employees. You see, most people are like that older son. They'll just simply do what they're asked to do, and that's it. And they've done their job, they think. But the successful people, your best employees, that younger son was engaged. There's that word again. That's one of my favorite words. That younger son was engaged. Engaged people not only do the job, they do it completely, they do it thoroughly. You don't need to tell them everything, because they're engaged. The younger son had initiative. People with initiative talk to people, ask questions. They make recommendations. People with initiative pitch ideas, which can influence the whole direction of how things work out. I love it when my employees do that. Your staff does that often. I'll ask them for something, they'll pitch an idea, which changes the whole direction of what I ever wanted to do. I love it when they make recommendations to me. There are several, but that's one of the reasons I've really enjoyed this assignment so far. The successful people, your best employees, that younger son was invested. You can tell when somebody's invested. They're a little savvy because investing requires risk, but they will invest, which means they will render a return for what they've been given. They render a return. Which son do you want working for you? Which do you want as your son? Those are the qualities on which I evaluate my employees. Those are the qualities in which our Lord will judge our faith. In today's gospel, we heard the parable of the talents. In this parable, our Lord compares our time here, our time here on earth, he compares it to a long-term lease agreement, in which in the end, we are to render a return. This sums it up right here from Matthew chapter 25. Jen has it really easy this weekend. She only has to show one plate. It's right there. That's all I want you to see. Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. Talents in this gospel is not a skill like I'm good at tennis or I'm good at music. A talent is a unit of money. 1 talent today is actually about $6,000. That's why this parable can also be called the parable of the silver pieces. But it doesn't matter. The point is the same. Our Lord expects a return on what we've been given. We all want to come before our Lord and say, Lord, you gave me 5, here's 10, because I love you. What have we been given? Pope Francis recently spoke on this gospel. Pope Francis said, what we've been given is the Word of God. We've been given the Holy Eucharist, faith in Jesus Christ. We've been given the sacraments. We've been given the community of the church, forgiveness. He said, we've been given all of God's most precious treasure. That's what we do in this parish. Gather it up. And at the end of our life, render a return for our Lord. And you know what? All of you who are engaged in the life of this parish, all of you who have taken an initiative and are invested, we can all be confident that we will render that return. Dear Lord Jesus, you've given me this, and I'm bringing you that. So the question this week we can ask, what are we doing while we're waiting for our Master's return? How are we managing our long-term lease agreement? Or how are we managing our time here on earth to render a return of what we've been given? Continue to be engaged. Take the initiative in your faith to influence the direction of your life and invest. If there's anything I want you to remember about what I've said, I want you to remember that when you hear again from Matthew 25, the parable of the talents, I want you all to remember why the little brother got the farm. Amen.